Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Returning now to our earlier story and the embattled Minister Robert Troy, who has again apologised for errors he made in declaring his property interests. Speaking on RTE's News at One, the Fianna Fáil TD said he's embarrassed that he got it wrong and wanted to take full responsibility for his errors. That's what he told Brian Dobson. For reaction now to what the Minister had to say, I'm joined by Sinn Féin Chief Whip Pádraig McLoughlin. Pádraig, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Minister of State Robert Troy, he said he's embarrassed to have inaccurately filed his Éireachtas Register of Members' Interests documents, that he misinterpreted the requirements. Do you accept that?
Well, I think we're at the stage now where we need absolute full disclosure by the Minister. We've had this drip feed of revelations, almost daily new revelations. So there's a number of things he needs to do. He needs to do it straight away. He needs to give evidence of tax compliance. He has confirmed that he received cash payments for rent. So we need evidence of tax compliance there. We know that at least one property wasn't registered with the Residential Tenancies Board as required by law. So he's now confirmed he has 9 properties that are rented out. We need evidence that all of them are registered with the RTB and that they've been registered for the entire duration they've been rented out. And then finally, there's the issue of planning permission and fire certificates. He needs to publish evidence that all of the properties he owns have got planning permission and have fire certs. We need that to restore public confidence in this whole issue.
But all of the questions that were raised before today, and he did answer in a lengthy interview with Brian Dobson, the answers that he gave, for example, he simply made an error. He misinterpreted what he was required to do in registering members' interests, TDs' interests. He felt he only had to register or declare the properties he possessed on the 31st of December in any given year and not ones that he may have disposed of during the year, for example. Do you accept that that error was made and that explains that omission?
Well, if it was only a matter of registering his interests, he wouldn't be in the problems that he's in. We now have a range of allegations that are out there, and the solution to addressing them is straightforward. He needs to publish evidence that he's complied with all of his statutory responsibilities under the law.
And I know you mentioned the RTB and the tax and planning and fire and so on, but in terms of the omission, you accept his error.
Well, it's a very serious omission, especially for a minister who's responsible for corporate compliance under his brief. I'm aware that Fintan O'Toole, for example, in the Irish Times today has said he should resign on that basis. But what we are looking for as the lead opposition party is full evidence now from the minister. I mean, he said today that he is a tax compliant. He said that he has fire certs and planning for all his properties. Well, publish the evidence. Demonstrate to the public that there's nothing to be worried about and these issues are not real.
And the allegations that were being made, he refuted, he said, about cash. That the allegation was that he insisted from a tenant on cash payments. He says he refuted that and that he has a signed affidavit from a tenant to that effect as well to back him up. So the cash allegation falls for you, does it?
Oh, no, he's confirmed that he did receive cash payments. He has confirmed that. And we need to know...
But that he didn't insist on it, is he?
Well, he says that he doesn't insist on it, but he has confirmed he received cash payments. Mm-hmm. So we need to know how much cash did he receive in payment for rent over that period of time. And evidence, and it's straightforward, how much cash did he receive and evidence that he's tax compliant. That couldn't be more straightforward, more easy to deal with.
You didn't mention the question that some people have raised about a conflict of interest or a perceived conflict of interest around the state-funded rental accommodation scheme, of which, as a landlord, he benefits. There was a 2014 debate in the Dáil, which he participated in, and he accepted that. He spoke on a number of issues, he said, one of them being RAS, the rental accommodation scheme. Is there a conflict of interest there, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, for a TD who has no rental properties to raise issues around HAP or rental assistance, that would be okay. But for a minister who hasn't been upfront by his own admission on the properties that he owns and the status of those properties, I think that was poor judgment on his behalf to have done that. But as I say, the most serious issues right now are that he needs to publish the evidence of a statutory compliance on tax, on registration, the RTB. These are all legal requirements, and of course, planning permission and fire search. Issue now for the ministry. He needs to do it urgently.
One thing you said there, that he wasn't up front. He made a point, he underlined this in the interview with Brian Dobson today. He says he did not conceal his property interest in any way. He made an error, and he apologised for that. So when you use that formula of words, it just raises a flag with me, and I just feel obliged in terms of balance to point that out. But so you see no difficulty then with the conflict of interest question at all?
No, I don't think it was appropriate that somebody who is financially benefiting from state funding would then make a speech saying we should increase funding in that regard. I don't think it's appropriate. If it had been another Fianna Fáil TD who wasn't benefiting, fair enough. I don't think it was appropriate. But as I say...
So are you saying then that any TD who is a landlord should not participate in debates like that?
Well, we know that there are many landlords in the Dáil, and many of them vote for policies that increase their profit. I think that's a big problem for Irish democracy. But the big issue for me in all of this is that you have your statutory responsibilities. You have your legal responsibilities, and you need to demonstrate, particularly as a TD or a government minister, that you've complied with them. And the minister has not, and he could put a lot of this to bed very quickly by publishing evidence. As I say, tax compliance, registration with the RTB, planning permission, fire search, publish all the evidence.
He's willing to address the Dáil and answer questions on the Dáil and this and engage with SIPO as well. Can I tell you, Pádraic McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, we saw the statement from the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste about Robert Troy's interview on Radio 1 today. And a spokesman sent us the following. The Taoiseach has spoken a number of times on this this week. Both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste acknowledge and accept Minister Troy's comprehensive statement, explanation and apology for the errors and welcome the amendments made to the record. It seems from that statement, pithy as it is, that that's the end of it from their point of view.
Yeah, well, that would be unacceptable. And, you know, there is a sense that they were quick to come in with their support for the minister. They clearly were not ensuring full accountability. It's been down to, you know, the media, the journalists out there, to go after this story and unravel it. But where we're at right now is very, very serious. And it's up to the minister, if he really wants to put this to bed, as I say, and I repeat it again, he could produce evidence of tax compliance, evidence of registration of all 9 properties, evidence that all properties have planning permission and fire search. These are very serious matters. If he doesn't do that, then his position is not tenable.
You think he'll have to resign if there is any difficulty with any of the things that you outline there?
If he cannot demonstrate clearly that he's not in compliance with his statutory responsibilities by publishing them, by putting it to bed, he could do this within 24 hours, in my opinion. If he cannot do that, his position is not tenable.
But landlords do fall down sometimes. I'm speaking in generality here. And they might be late with the registration of a cert or so on, but they correct it then. I mean, I don't know if this is the case at all, but if were it to be the case, you have accepted that he made an error in terms of declaring members' interests, and you seem to accept the explanation he gave. Why not be understanding in a similar vein then in terms of certs?
Well, the problem is there's so many allegations, it's almost a myriad. It's like a spider's web of properties that he's confirmed today. So, you know, if you summarise, you know, the serious allegations around cash payments, allegations of cash payments, allegations around...
But hang on a second here before you go on. What are the allegations of cash payments? I don't see any outstanding.
Well, there's clearly a legal dispute between the minister and journalists at the moment on that issue. But regardless of
But that arises out of the allegations. But you said there are allegations of a serious nature about cash payments. So what are they if you know they exist?
Well, I mean, they're in the public domain. It was asserted that the minister had insisted on tax payments. He now says he has an affidavit.
He's refuted that today with an
He says he's an affidavit from the tenant. But the fact is, he's confirmed he did receive cash payments, which is unorthodox, particularly for a minister.
But that's legal, isn't it?
Well, what I'm saying is that he needs to demonstrate the entirety of the cash payments, what were they in total, and how he's tax compliant. I couldn't be more fair.
But that's a different issue then. So you're talking yet again about tax compliance, and that is connected but a different matter to cash allegations, which you refer to. So you go back to, and we'll finish it with this, tax compliance. You want clarification or evidence that all the properties are RTB registered, and you want planning and fire certs as well. Is there anything else outstanding?
No, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know what new revelations are going to emerge tomorrow. But as we stand right now, they summarise the serious issues of concern to the public. He needs to put them to bed, give clear evidence that he has paid tax on the cash received for rent, that he has registered all of them, the Residential Tenancies Board, and he has planned permission and fire certs. And if he can provide evidence of all of that, unless there's no new revelations, then he may restore some public confidence. But if he doesn't do that, his position isn't tenable.
OK, Padraig McLoughlin of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. 51551.